Hi, and welcome to the weekly podcast with Jonathan Doyle. Want a boost to get your week underway? Well, welcome aboard. You're in the right place. Sometimes it only takes a single good idea to change your future, and today could be that day. So sit back, relax, and prepare to go to the next level with Jonathan Doyle.
Well, hi there, Jonathan Doyle with you once again. As always, really excited to have this time to speak to you personally. It was -5 degrees here this morning, and got up, went for a run, and just fantastic. I love getting out that time of day, and I hope that if you've been a long-term listener to the weekly podcast, you realize just how important it is to have that exercise process in place. And some of you will be listening going, I don't want to hear that, but we need to hear that. I mean, right now, it's a little bit later in the morning, but I'm just feeling $1 million. And as always, really excited to be sharing this content with you. There is so much this week that I'm just really pumped about. And you're going to hear a lot about this is that we've launched the whole new website. So a completely brand new jonathandoyle.co website. And I've worked with another great web developer and we put some fantastic stuff together. So I'm excited that this will be the platform now to really serve you with great content, for the long term. I'm in this game for the long term. Yes, we do a lot of stuff on social, Facebook, Google+, Instagram, but I really want this site to be a place where you can keep coming back and getting awesome content. So you'll notice that if you've come this far to get the podcast, that there's a video in there now too. So each week I filmed about 21-minute videos. They just go for 1 minute, and it's just a key idea once a week that I want to give you for free that I think you're going to love. And at the end of that video, there's a link you can click which will take you to the amazing new members program that I've built called How to Live Well. So this is kind of the culmination of about 2 decades of reading, speaking, traveling, tweaking my own life, and I've now developed this private members community, and I really want to invite you to join that journey. Every week, the members in that community get a special, much longer video that I do on a key topic. They get business book and personal development book reviews, a whole bunch of bonus content. I've got a journal in there. So as you work through my video content, there's a journal at the end that you download and go through key questions. And for the first 100 members, it's only $5 for the first 100 members. And the number of signups, even in the last 24 hours, have been amazing. So if you're keen and you'd like to find out more, just go to the How to Live Well tab here on the website or click the link at the end of the video on this page. But just check out the site, because once those first 100 people are through, I'm doubling the price. It's going to be $10 a week for everybody else. So if you're hearing this and there's still time, for only $5 a week, which we worked out, it's about the price of 1.4 cups of coffee, you're going to get all that extra content, and it's really good. I was saying to the editor here on staff, it's fantastic editor Cameron, who does amazing work for us, who's been with us a long time, and he's been pulling his hair out because I have been coming back to him time and time again going, no, tweak this, fix this video here, do that. I've just never been such a perfectionist, but you can hear it in my voice. This is my flagship stuff. This is my real signature private members community. And as it grows, there's going to be a lot of chance to kind of add comments, and I want to build a community where you can kind of talk to other people and we can all share ideas. So really excited about it. You can hear it. Click through the links, visit How to Live Well, check out the tab. There's a really cool 4-minute video where I explain the whole program, and I hope you're going to check that out. So that's enough of all that stuff. What I want to do is get into the gold, get into the meat. Sometimes when I listen to podcasts, you know, you hear people, they're talking for ages and you're like, come on, what are we talking about this week? So, you know, I think what I do in the weekly podcast and in the new How to Live Well members area is I like to try and do the work so that you don't have to. So I read the book so you don't have to. I listen to the best people in the world so, you know, you don't have to listen to everybody else. And I'm a massive podcast listener, and a big shout out to John Lee Dumas, who runs a brilliant podcast called Entrepreneur on Fire, which I really love. And, you know, I'm out there every morning running and training, and I listen to these podcasts. And this week I've been struck by a couple of really powerful ideas, and I want to share them with you. And, you know, my mantra, you don't need a whole bunch of great ideas. You just need one or two good ideas that you're actually prepared to really use. And that's what I want to give you. So this week, listening to Entrepreneur on Fire, there was one amazing entrepreneur who's done everything. I mean, he's been involved in massive software company acquisitions for billions of dollars and just done this incredible stuff. What I loved about him was how humble he was. And if I can dig up his name from the podcast, I'll put it in the show notes. But he's just humble. Like, I've listened to a lot of podcasts and a lot of people I'm so awesome and there's no humility, but this guy was amazing. And John Lee Dumas, the interviewer, asked him, what's your sort of one big piece of advice? And he said, entrepreneurs, and I'm going to apply this to everybody, whether you're an entrepreneur or not. He said, just ask. He said, we often just simply forget to ask for what we want. So here's the gold for this week. You might be one of those rare people that doesn't have a problem with this, but most of us do. It's like, we don't actually ask for what we want. We think if we ask what we want, we'll be rejected, we'll be unhappy, people think we're greedy. This has really struck me as a powerful idea. I've been in business for ages, and I can, sometimes I fail at this. So at the moment, in our kitchen here in the office, we've got an awesome coffee machine, and I just keep putting up post-it notes. When I get a great quote, I just whack it up there on the post-it note, and I've just had, entrepreneurs just ask. I mean, so many times we don't ask for the business. We don't ask for the sale. If you're a younger person, how many times have you been paralyzed and you don't ask someone, to go out and hang out and get a coffee or go to a movie? You think, well, if we ask, we might be rejected. Well, I'm learning this, it is better in life to risk and fail than not to risk. And I could do a whole other podcast on risk, and I think I will soon, because so many of the great sort of communicators are talking about risk. Seth Godin talks about dancing on the knife edge of failure. How's that for a quote? Dancing on the knife edge of failure. And you can hear in my voice when I'm passionately communicating, it's because these are things that have been real for me. And many times in life, I haven't asked. I've just, kind of just basically hope that maybe, possibly, something might work out or this might happen. I'm changing, and you can be older than me, younger than me. You can learn this today. Just ask. So think of an area right now in your life where there's something that you want or need or a situation. Just ask for what you want. Just say, can I have this? Or I'd like that. Or I want this. And people might be like, you can't have it or whatever. That's fine. But you're never going to sit around wondering if you did it or not. So that is the gold for today. I want you to get out your journal and I want you to think about a place where you are not asking for what you want. It could be in a marriage. It could be in a dating relationship. It could be in a classroom. I was talking to a friend at a barbecue on the weekend who submitted an essay and he worked really hard. And he got a terrible mark and he really didn't think it was justified. And some people would be like, well, maybe it was crap. Well, I don't think so. I know this person pretty well and I know they would have worked really hard. So he was nervous, but he went back and said, I want this remarked. And, the professor didn't like it and it had to go up to a whole bunch of different people and had to go to another faculty, but he got an excellent result. They got this fantastic result. Why? Because he learned to ask. How many of us would have been like, well, I don't want to rock the boat. Friends, here is the permission. Rock the boat. This week, rock the boat. Go out and rock it. Rock it everywhere. I mean, the most interesting people in the world rock the boat. Steve Jobs, Richard Branson, Oprah, whoever it is, friends, they rock the boat. They don't settle for the status quo. So just ask. What is that thing that you really want? Just ask for it. So the next thing I want to share with you, we've done, this concept of asking. So I hope you've got that and you listen to it again, you write it down. Just ask for what you want. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is another great business principle that's been in my mind a lot lately and I've been sharing it with people and I wanted to give it to you. Whether you're in business or not, you can still use this in other ways. It's the concept of what I call disqualification, disqualifying people. Now, that's going to sound terrible so you understand what I mean. In business, often what happens in business is we're desperate for a sale. I mean, a lot of people run businesses and they're desperate. Any sale is a good sale. Any client is a good client. Any money is good money. Well, wrong. Here's a huge insight. There is a whole lot of things, sales, clients, even friends that you don't want. Now, listen to me, work through this carefully because it can sound pretty harsh up front, but the key to success or a key to success is to become much more discerning about what you want and to disqualify what you don't want. So if I give you an example, let's talk about, Steve Jobs at Apple. I mean, Apple had, about 10% of the market. 10% of the market for computers globally. But I'm not sure if it is right at the moment, but very recently, and for a long time, it was the biggest company in the world by market capitalization. It had a war chest of about $60 billion in cash. Now, that's on a 10% market share. Why? Because Apple doesn't try and please everybody. It's more expensive. It's very sort of clicky. And if you're an Apple person or you're not, and you might be listening to this going, I hate Apple, that's fine. But get the principle. You know, they don't try and please everybody. They disqualify 90% of the market. They basically say to about 90% of the market, we're not for you. Now, where would this apply to you? Think of like, you know, sometimes, you know, often when I was speaking about relationships, people would be desperate for, you know, a date or for someone, you know, they really just wanted to connect with somebody. And when I wrote the book, How to Get the Man of Your Dreams, I was sort of using this disqualification principle. I was going, you know, don't beg. Just make a list of the criteria that are central to you and disqualify everybody else. And people are like, well, what if I'm alone? It doesn't work out. And once you break through that fear, once you push through that fear to the other side, amazing stuff starts to happen. In my business, we've really started to do it. In the last sort of 6 months, I've taken this principle to heart and I've gone, you know what? I don't want to sell to everybody. I don't want to sell to everybody because it's, you know, you go crazy, you try to do everything. There's a certain kind of customer that I want. Like, you know, inside the new How to Live Well program, you know, one of the things I had to drill down was, you know what? You know, I could make this, you know, a dollar. But I don't want to sell it cheap because the stuff's awesome and it can really change someone's life. And I think it's worth this much. So for people that want, you know, free all the time, or they don't want awesome content, or they just don't think they should pay, well, I'm disqualifying them. I don't want to work with them. I want to work with people who make a link between value and outcome. They go, you know what? I'm going to spend $5 a week. I'm going to spend $10 a week because I believe that the principles could do X. So in other areas of our business too, it's, you know what, I don't want to please everybody. I don't want to make a product with 400 permutations. I want to make a product that does X for this group of people. And I tell you what, the more you drill down, the more you focus, the more you disqualify the things and the people and the relationships around you, you know, the more you will start to take off. And I'm not saying you're unkind or you judge people or you're disrespectful. No, we treat everybody with the incredible value and dignity that they have as made in the image of God. But it doesn't mean that we have to just, you know, get everybody to agree with us and get everybody to and accept everything. We don't. So this attitude, when you don't disqualify things in your life, I'm going to suggest to you that it comes deeply from what I call a scarcity mentality, a deep scarcity mentality. Because if you this is one of the most powerful things, scarcity mentality. It is so subtle, and I reckon it's one of the most, you know, controlling significant things in determining the outcomes of your life. Do you come from a place of abundance? Do you trust that it's going to work out? There's going to be enough. I mean, a lot of us are like, well, I've been hurt and things didn't work. And what if it happens again? You got to bust through that. You know, that is why so few people really achieve their potential, because they're constantly living in the scarcity mentality. And when you're coming from scarcity, then you won't disqualify people. When you're coming from scarcity, you'll take anything. You'll date anybody. You'll get any client. You will just accept, accept, accept. And your job is to become discerning. You know, you can hear this. I'm so pumped about it. I'm like, if we could just realize the control that we really do have. Tons of stuff we can't control. You know, I got hit by a four-wheel drive on my bike, as some of you know, recently. Not much I can do about that. But I can control my rehabilitation. I can control my attitude. I can control, you know, what I do next. So I accept there's things we can't control, but there's a lot that we can. And if a scarcity mentality is driving you, it really stands out. You know, it's like blood in the water for sharks. If you're coming from scarcity and you won't disqualify things and situations and people and customers and relationships, it stands out. You know, people just know that you'll accept whatever's on offer. So there is some really challenging stuff there. And I just hope you can listen to it again and just get it down again, because it's just stuff that I'm really passionate about. So summary, just ask. When you want something, put your hand up and say, you know what? I want this. Even if it's outrageous. I'll give you an example of what this could look like. Let's just say, imagine you've got kids and one of them is really sick. And a doctor said to you, look, you know, if they don't get this special treatment in 1 week, so, you know, they're going to get really, really sick and it's going to be very serious. You've got 1 week to get the treatment. And you go, fine, well, what's the problem? They go, well, it's your special treatment and we've got to fly them to the other side of the world. And, you know, it's at this special place and it's going to cost $1 million. And you're like, I don't have $1 million. Friends, here's a question. Within a week, do you reckon you could get $1 million if your child's life was on the line? I know I could. I just believe I would just go nuts. I would just, you know what I'd do? I would ask. I would find huge numbers of people and I would ask them. I could try and get 1 million people to give me $1 each. I could find key businessmen and say, I need $1 million from you. I need it this week. I'm going to pay you back $250,000 a year as soon as it's done. I don't care what happens. Friends, if I learn to ask, if you learn to ask. So you got to get leverage on yourself. You know, the idea of your child being sick leverages you. It sort of pushes you into a circumstance where failure isn't an option. So where can you leverage in your life when you need to ask? You got to get leverage on yourself. You got to create beliefs and circumstances where you go, you know what, this has to happen. This has to happen. So that's the concept of just asking. Disqualification, disqualifying the things in your life that are not good enough for you, that are not at your standard, is really important. So, wow, I'm sitting here in the studio thinking, that's a lot of stuff. I'm pumped talking about it. And I really hope there's some useful stuff in there. Do this for me as always. If you're listening to this, jump across to iTunes. I would love you to post a review in iTunes for me. iTunes is just a river of gold in terms of it just drives more and more traffic, and I would love you to help me with that. So jump in iTunes, post a review in there for me. Share this with people. Grab the link, email it to 6 friends, post it on social. It's really cool that I just love it when I see more and more people joining this journey. And finally, I want you to finish here. I want you to go back to the website. I want you to check out the How to Live Well tab while there's still that offer of half price for the first 100 people. Friends, I believe in this product. I actually really do. I looked at it yesterday as it was coming off the edit suite and I just went, you know what? That's cool. You know, if people come into this community and learn this content and just put it in place, you know, for that really low price, it's going to be significant in their lives. And it's stuff that I believe in a way that I haven't before in the product that I've created. I think this one is really the culmination of some great stuff. So get back in there and check it out. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This has been cool. Hit me up with an email. If you've got a question, hit me on Twitter at Jonathan Doyle Co. Find me on Facebook at fbjonathan.com, fbjonathan.com. Google Plus, Instagram, it's all there under the podcast, under the video here. But I'm pumped. Let me know if you've got a question. Let me know if there's a topic you want me to cover. Or you know what? If there's somebody you'd really like me to interview, if there's a person in business or motivation or sport that you think, wow, it'd be cool to interview them, then I'll have a crack at it. You know, it's often hard to get through to key people, but I'll have a go. So I look forward to hearing from you this week. This has been Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Weekly Podcast. And you and I are talking again together next week.
Well, there you go. Another powerful idea to create real change in your life from Jonathan Doyle. Make sure you post your comments in the box below the podcast or add your comments by finding Jonathan on iTunes. Want to find out more about Jonathan's books, products, or speaking events? Then visit him at fbjonathan.com. Now get out there and live the life you were made for and have a great week.